IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers in the studio, Sayyid Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and it's always a pleasure being here.
You're welcome. The pleasure is always ours. And Sister Asma, thank you very much for coming to the studio and welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Welcome.
Happy to be here.
We are delighted to have both of you again in the studio criticizing the movie Father Stu that we have started, in fact, from a previous episode onwards. This is a movie produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Starring good actors and actresses from Hollywood, such as Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson. Before me asking you a question regarding this movie, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Father Stu, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
Hi, Stuart. How you been?
Give me the keys. I got an audition. I'll be late.
Audition? For what?
A movie. None of your business.
Seeing as you're trying to steal my truck to get there, I figure it is.
Once I get my check from the supermarket, I'll spring my ride and give yours back.
I reckon it's a few months' worth of cleanups on aisle four to pay off a DUI impound. That is the offense.
Well, if you send half what you spend on whiskey to your wife, you might still have a marriage.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Sister Asma, you know, there is a conversation between a dad and his son. Basically, we are talking about Stuart Long, and his dad, Mel Gibson, in the movie, which is very rude. Of course, I don't want to just, talk about or bring in every part or dialogue that happened between the two.
Yes.
Between,
the father and
Stuart
the son.
And, yes, his father. But we're just going to focus on a few dialogues which are there in the movie that I find very interesting,
mm-hmm.
especially, Stuart and his dad and Stuart and the rector of the church.
Yes.
Whatever. But I just wanted to go straight to my question regarding the, let's say, impoliteness
mm-hmm.
Or impolite nature of the dialogue or the conversation between a son and his father. And there are lots of obscene words, so much so that you get somehow a little bit shocked that you can't
yes.
watch this movie, for example, along with your kids or, your close
with
relatives.
Company.
Yes. Why is this familial relationship in the West like this? Not at all comparable to Muslim countries when I compare it,
mm-hmm.
to, for example, my relationship with my dad, or I'm sure your relationship to your dad or your
exactly.
parents, it wouldn't be something like this. I mean, the nature would be somehow different. It's based on somehow mutual respect.
Exactly,
all right?
Yes.
And most often the respect goes to the elderly
mm-hmm.
in this regard,
yes.
you know? So we have so much respect for our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not like this in the other parts of the world?
Well, firstly, I would say, even in our societies nowadays, everything is starting to change in a drastic way that even now, when you look at families, you would say, oh my God, this is not what we used to have. So I guess after a time when societies start to have changes or there are some, I don't know, revolutionary things happen in the behavioral system of families and each single person, each individual. So I guess they think this is a way of getting so much friendly with their children, or something that at first might look very interesting to have no curtains between you and your children. But little by little, as time goes by, you would understand that it would have some really dangerous effects in the family. Because that much of friendship between a father and a son, or a mother with her daughter, would cause some damages to their character. They would no longer have borders. They would no longer have limitations in their personality. So they would be like what we're seeing nowadays, some rude, impolite people who do not follow manners. Mm-hmm. Mannerism is a very important thing. I guess that decorum that we have in literature, yes, could be applied everywhere.
What
everyone
is that?
That is, you have to notice what context is used with which frame. So you should consider this fact that when you're talking to your dad, it's a different thing from talking to your parent, even to your friends or even siblings. So you should watch your words or have some manners or be in some limitations. That's as a rule. I think it's a rule and everybody should follow that. But as I told you, time would change, new generations come with new ideas, and there's no control over that, I guess.
I see. Regarding the same question, say it, you know, it's why are we worlds apart? Like, when I'm comparing, like, yeah, Muslim countries, mm-hmm, the Muslim families with non-Muslim families, they are not at all comparable.
Look, if you're talking about parenting, because in Islam, Islam emphasizes so much so on parenting that he kept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he attached his anger and his pleasure to the parents. Mm-hmm. If your father is happy with you, Allah is happy. If your father is upset, Allah is upset. Same thing with your mother. So Allah puts so much emphasis on us as children to respect our parents that even my heaven and hell depending on them. And Allah even went a step further. He said, even if your parents are bad people,
yes,
and they do
you
whatever they want to
need
do,
to respect
you
them.
Still need to respect them.
Yes.
There's only one condition that you do not need to listen to your parents, is that when they ask you to commit blasphemy towards God, he says,
yes,
do not listen to them. But even in that case, be nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't come to them, you tell them, you were this, you were that, you point fingers at them because they are non-Muslims or non-believers. He says, no, you have to use the utmost respect for them. He says, even uff in the Quran says, mm-hmm, use the word uff. Uff is not a word.
Yeah.
It's just air that you blow out of expression, yeah, of anger or annoyance that you make. So you go, oof, right?
Yeah.
Allah says, even that do not do. So most Muslim family, if not all Muslim family, at least the kids are brought up with this mentality. So we see that we have more respect to our parents.
Yes.
Unlike the West, where the notion of respecting one's parents does not even exist in the Bible or the Torah or the Old Testament, the New Testament, does not exist.
Yeah.
Such a notion.
Even
so, they grow on that. And there's nothing there. To top of that, we had like so many systems, like you had the Marxist and you had the communists and you have all these, the socialists, all these movements, they were targeting the family itself.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to break that hierarchy in the family.
Right.
Your father, your mother means nothing. They are just workers just like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to break the family. And the Hollywood media, the Hollywood mechanism, it's been working for years, at least 25 years now, trying to demolish the essence of a family,
mm-hmm,
the father role and the mother role.
I see.
And even the cartoons, that if you've seen cartoons, I've seen a lot of cartoons in my time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. They make the kids, like the sister said, friendly, but actually they're not aiming for friendliness. They're aiming for breaking that hierarchy. For
that
example,
tie.
If you watch The Simpsons, like is one of the most watched cartoons in history.
Yeah.
Right? And in The Simpsons, Bart always refers to his father as Homer. He calls him Homer.
Yeah.
He doesn't call him Dad. There are times where he calls him Dad,
yeah,
but he always refers to him as Homer.
Yeah.
He takes that. As a child, when you watch such cartoons,
this is opposite of education. This is miseducation.
It's not a miseducation. It's a targeted education.
Yeah. I know. Like,
yeah,
purposeful one.
Yeah, it's a very purposeful one. So, like I said, so there are systems into play that deliberately trying to break that family.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
like the sister said, it's moving rapidly. It's coming to us. It's happening to us now. And we can see that happening with our kids as well. That this notion of disrespecting your parents is starting to become a very rapid thing that's happening in the Muslim communities. But still, having said that, even with our kids, when they get bad or they become bad, they don't get as bad as these guys, like you see in the movie, where he looks at his father as like not even a second-class citizen, like as someone that he really hates and doesn't like. He curses him, he swears at him, he kicks him out of the house, and we don't do that. I mean, I could be bad with my father, but I would not get to that extent. So that tells you that they reached a stage where the parents, they are absolutely total strangers to them. They mean nothing to them.
Sometimes
that he has the ability to.
Sometimes they call each other by the first name.
Yeah.
This is this shows actually how their relationship, in fact, is directed at, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a very important question, but we have to wait after a break. Stay with us.
Today, the Church joyfully welcomes those who will be received into the order of catechumens. In the months to come, they will be preparing their initiation into Christian faith by baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosaline Ross. Sayyid Abdullah, just before the break, I wanted to ask you a question, a very important one, about one of the main principles of Christianity, which is catechumen, right? Basically, it's a combination of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. All of these combined into one, as this term, in fact, suggests. Why is it necessary to be initiating the Christian faith? I mean, like, do you need, like, baptism to be, like, called a Christian, for example, a Catholic?
With all religions, they all have a ceremonial kind of beginning.
Rituals.
Rituals, in a way or another. So if you look at them, it doesn't matter what. Sometimes even non-Brahmic religions, they also have that. If you look at Buddhism or if you look at Hinduism, they also have these rituals where you get anointed.
It's part of the tradition.
Yes, part of the tradition.
There must be an introduction.
But yeah, it's like they have this, even with Islam as well, in order for you to become a Muslim.
Like a homecoming ritual.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in Islam, we don't have this ceremony, but at least there's initiation. Take the Shahada. So the Shahada is like the first thing you do. You say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah.
And we also have the ghusl, right?
And,
ghusl.
Well, yeah, ghusl, but that's because it's an Islamic obligation,
not
because part of the ceremony.
Yeah, true.
So we also have that initiation part where you state your Shahada and then you're on your way. So I think Christianity came up with that notion as well of you have to be baptized, you have to be fed certain things, you have to be closed in a certain way.
Certain steps you have to take before entering the club.
Exactly. So they come up with these things as well to make it more official. That if you, even you could be a Christian, but if you're not baptized, they look at you differently as well. So baptism is like, it's a very important part of their faith that needs to be done. So you have a lot of Christians, if you ask them, are you baptized? They say, no. If I could make this into an example in Muslim world that we can understand, as a circumcision, right? Yeah, it's compulsory, you need to be circumcised, right? So a lot of people, for example, yeah, I'm a Muslim, but I'm not circumcised. We say, okay, there's something wrong there. You know what I mean?
Jewish people also have it, right?
Jewish, they also have to get circumcised as well.
True.
So we say, you know, there's something wrong in this picture. So the same thing with baptism for a Christian. You need to get baptized. Otherwise, you're not fully Christian yet. Or those who are dedicated or those who are Christian to the core, they will look at you with a, you know, a slightly a downward look. They're like, you're not worthy.
Is it important in Protestant as well?
It is. They need to get baptized.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Of course, we haven't finished it yet, and hopefully we are going to do so in the upcoming episodes. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.